talking in computer language, what would we say? I need more RAM, or I need more what? More memory.
Gigs, yeah.
More gigs. All right. Well, maybe we need more gigs. But, you know, I know God is answering that prayer, and he reminded me, hey, you've got the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. You've got the mind of Christ. Well, sometimes the ordinary mind doesn't function like it should for us to understand these things. And then we move on to the later parts of Mark, and one of the headings, I have subheadings here in my Bible above verse 14, all things possible.
Yes, all things are possible. That's right.
In fact, I have a license plate that says Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him who believes. Well, that means I need to have a greater capacity of belief. I need more faith. Well, if I go over to Mark 11:22, it says have the faith of God. That means I can have it. Mm-hmm. So if I'm running short, which many times we are as human beings, then I can turn to God and say, increase your faith in me. I need more faith. And we've said this to you many, many times. If you need a 10th or 12th grade miracle and you're on the first grade level, something has to change. And guess what? That's you.
Yes.
And
it's
so,
not God.
No,
it's not
ask
on
God.
His part.
He never
That's
changes,
right.
The Bible says. All right, so we need to ask him for more faith. Increase my faith. And, you know, this man here in Mark 9 asked God to increase his faith. He had a problem with his son.
Well, that's right. And it's the 20th miracle. We're really listing the miracles. We're hoping that you will also list them. It's miracle number 20 that we're reading about in Mark here in the 9th chapter. And Darren, this man had come with his demon-possessed son. Now, I believe possession really includes the three areas of our body, soul, and spirit. The devil has possessed or taken over every area of our life, spirit, soul, and body. And this boy was possessed, spirit, soul, and body, by an evil spirit and an unclean, let's see, I believe Jesus said a deaf and dumb spirit here. Yes, you deaf and dumb spirit. And I believe that when there is true possession, the person is taken over by the devil or by evil spirits, spirit, soul, and body. In an oppressive way, when an evil spirit oppresses, for instance, oppresses a Christian, he has oppressed him in his mind or his body, but not his spirit. And there's a real difference there between possession and oppression.
See, I think there's another spirit that I call a spirit of harassment. You know, could also oppress a person, but, mm-hmm. You know, the devil's around just giving you 9,000 reasons why what you're trying to do won't work, can't work, yes. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But yet here the boy's father said to them, he said, my son possessed with a spirit which makes him mute, and it seizes him, dashes him to the ground, he foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, stiffens out, and I told your disciples to cast it out, and they could not do it.
They could not do it. Now, it sounds here like epilepsy, doesn't it? It really does. If you've seen an epileptic seizure, that's what this looks like and sounds like with this boy. And a lot of times we give him drugs when it's a spiritual thing. We need to acknowledge and confront a spirit in these people that are going through seizures.
And I would say this, you know, whether an epileptic is possessed or not, they're certainly oppressed. They're oppressed by something.
Yes, they are.
And we need to get after that something and cast it out or off or away from that person and set them free.
Now, do you get anything from the fact that this father said, your disciples, they cast it out. They went for it, and they actually cast it out. They tried to anyway, and it didn't work.
Well, obviously, there was a reputation about the disciples and about Jesus. He had power over this type of thing. And yet in verse 19, and Jesus answered and said to them, O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to Jesus. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit threw him into a convulsion. Falling to the ground, he began rolling about and foaming at the mouth. Now, what I see here is the demon was trying to flex his muscles and show his authority.
That's right. And usually this type of thing would scare the average person.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely scare the average person. And they probably would be paralyzed to do anything in the spirit. But for Jesus, this was no big deal at all.
You know, I actually saw that when I was about 10 years old in a revival. We had a woman. I still remember her name. I won't say her name. I remember the color of her hair, but every revival, she'd go off and start screaming. And the church didn't know what to do, so they agonized. They wound their hands, and they got down on her knees, and they prayed quiet prayers and all this kind of stuff.
While she was screaming.
While she was screaming. And you know what it did? It ended the meeting every time. And we said, oh, you know, when we would call her, oh, I hope she doesn't show up at this revival meeting because she'll tear up the place. Well, it wasn't her. The dear woman had a spirit harassing her.
That's right.
I don't think she was possessed. I think she was probably oppressed. But I'll tell you, the people in the church, including my dad, who was very sincere for the Lord, they didn't know. They didn't know they had the power to cast that thing off and out and away from that dear lady. Mm-hmm. She needed to be set free. She was tormented. Mm-hmm. Well, here we get back to this, the scripture. It says about Jesus in verse 21, how long has this been happening to him? And the father said, from childhood. And has often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's such a tremendous concept right there. Jesus turned it right around and said, hey, this is possible, Dad, if you believe,
if you have faith. Jesus turned it right around. You're absolutely right, Darren. The father was saying, if you can, and Jesus said, if you can, you know, he was just kind of almost mimicking him. He's saying, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. And just above in the 19th verse, Darren, you see that he's calling them unbelievers. He's calling this a whole crowd of people, including the disciples that had walked with him, unbelievers. There was unbelief here and doubt and fear big time, and they could not cast this spirit out until Jesus came.
No, but the boy's father was on the right track. It says here, again, this wonderful word in Mark, immediately the boy's father cried out and began saying, I do believe, help my unbelief. Now, what he was saying is, I have a little faith, but I don't have enough faith.
Yes.
Help the part of me that's the unbelieving part.
Well, and you're absolutely right. When I looked up unbelief, and that's number 570 in the Greek, and if you have a Dr. Zodiati's, a Key Study Bible, you can look right back to the New Testament, and it'll give you 570.
But you should say that's a Strong's number, Strong's Concordance number.
Or you can use your Strong's Concordance if you have a Strong's Concordance. But number 570 means lack. Help my lack. And you're absolutely right. If we don't have the faith for it, we can ask God to increase our faith. It's no big deal for him.
And the only place you can get faith is from the Lord.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And he never runs short.
No.
And he gives you faith, he's still not short.
Yes, that's right. Okay? He pours out himself and he still has more left over.
And here in verse 25, and when Jesus saw that a crowd was rapidly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, not to the boy, not to the father, not to the crowd, but He spoke to the spirit. He spoke to the root problem, folks, and that's what we try to teach you all the time. You've got to get down what is the root cause of this disturbance here. You deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and do not enter him again. And after crying out and throwing him into terrible convulsions, it came out. Now, the spirit cried out, not the boy. The spirit cried out. After crying out, throwing into terrible convulsions, it came out. The boy became like a corpse that most of them said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him up, and he got up. And when he had come into the house, his disciples questioned him privately, saying, how come we couldn't cast it out? And Jesus said to them, this kind cannot come out by anything but prayer.
That's right. Before we go into that last verse, I would like to go back to verse 25. Jesus saw a crowd rapidly coming to him, and he saw doubt, fear, and unbelief rapidly running to him. He really did. And so he immediately rebuked that spirit. I believe that Jesus saw a crowd of unbelievers running to him. And so before they got to the boy and him, he commanded that spirit out of him, the deaf and dumb spirit. And it's important, Darren, to know that as Jesus got specific with these spirits, we need to ask him, what spirit is causing my loved one to act this way, Lord? And like we got a call from the other day, this wife had already taken two or three spirits, a deceptive spirit and an alcoholic spirit, and had prayed for her husband against these spirits that were harassing him. And I think that's so important.
But you know, Jesus here was saying to them, this kind cannot come out by anything but prayer. And some translations add the word fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here he's not talking about really the spiritual challenge here. He's talking about unbelief.
That's right.
And what he's saying all through this verse or this rendering here, it's talking about either the unbelief of the crowd or the unbelief of the dad or unbelief of the disciples. And Jesus said, you know, this kind only comes out by more prayer